For contracts, the first one, A, here involves utilities and putting the aerial utilities underground. Then we have a separate one for paving. This first project was finished by Crowe Construction within the allotted 120 calendar days, so I'm here to ask for permission to grant substantial completion accordingly on March 2nd, 2016. We did have a change order in the final balancing change order in the amount of $6,241.75. As a plus, which this had to do with various different sizes of conduits that needed to be adjusted to meet the utility company's requirements. And it's in the amount of about 1.5%. So I have a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order for contract 14-13A, Sussex Shore Subdivision Chapter 96, Sussex Community Improvement Project, for utility relocations be approved, which increases the contract amount by $6,241.75 for a new total of $581,184.75, and that substantial completion be granted effective March 2nd, 2016, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion?
Not moved.
Mr. Cole, am I voting? Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you very much. Next project is from our Pump Station 207 project. Jewel Gibbons was before you back in August. This project finished almost a year ago. Back in August, at which time Council approved the final change order and the substantial completion. During the final closeout of the project and essentially auditing the records for final closeout, we found that we had inadvertently taking a credit back twice. We took it back on the first change order, and inadvertently we took it back on the second change order.
That's not going to work.
Obviously, the contractor is not in agreement with that. And so, unfortunately, I'm here to ask for change order number 3 to be approved, which will put back this amount of $4,062.10.
Motion, sir.
Yes, sir. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number 3 for contract 12-23, Pump Station 207 and Force Main, be approved, which increases the contract by $4,062.10 for a new total of $3,986,127.69.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Old business, Mr. Lank. Change the zone number 1795.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have one item of old business this morning. It is change the zone number 1795, the application of Bay Forest Club, LLC, care of Natale Communities, Incorporated. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MR-RPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to a MR-RPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, for the purpose of correcting the number of units for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 385 acres more or less. Property is located east of Road 347, White's Neck Road, and north of Road 349, Old Mill Road. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 15.02, and numerous other parcels. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on February 25th of 2016, made their decision on March 10th of 2016, Council public hearing was on April 5th of 2016. For the benefit of the record and the public, Council does have a copy of the Planning and Zoning Commission report that they received in their packet last week. The recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission was that Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1795 for Bay Forest Club, LLC, care of Natale Communities, Incorporated, for a change in zone from an MR-RPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, for the purpose of correcting the number of units within the existing approved residential planned community project, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, This is an infill in the existing residential planned community development. It consists of several scattered home sites within the overall project. The areas will be integrated into the existing development and will be subject to the conditions imposed upon change of zone number 1526 and change of zone number 1741, with the exception of the total number of units for the development. Two, the number of units associated with this application shall be 21. As a result, the total number of units for the Bay Forest project shall now be 913 units. Three, the additional units fall within the SOAR capacity allocated for the project. Four, any wetlands within the area covered by this application shall be appropriately and clearly marked for the information of the residents and the homeowners association. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And six, before the applicant may proceed with any construction of the areas covered by this application, the applicant shall submit a revised master plan combining change of zone 1526 and 1741 and this change of zone application into the entire Bay Forest development. This master plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion did carry 4-0.
Any questions to council? Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for the purpose of correcting the number of units for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 385 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6 in your packet.
Pleasure, council.
How many acres did he say?
I mean, it was 385
acres. I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Do we have a second? We do not have a second. No second. The motion dies.
I'll second.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole, to approve change of zone number 1795. As read into the public record. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Well, I don't agree with the Planning and Zoning Commission's stated reasons for approval. I felt that the applicant did not establish that there was a need for additional density at this time. I believe they still have 300 and some more units to build in that subdivision. And to add additional density at this time would be not necessary and would be a little premature. So for that reason, I'll vote no.
Charlotte.
I actually believe that this is an opportunity for, whereas the developer is actually being responsible, truth be told, and I think is quote-unquote cleaning up the community, cleaning up some loose ends, and there's an opportunity for him to be able to streamline the community, which benefits the residents of the community. And in the end, whether or not I think there should be more homes or not, I think that here's an opportunity. It's so few in the big picture of schemes, it's not going to be impacting of anybody. And so for this reason, I will go along with the Planning and Zoning Commission and vote yes per the recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. Yes.
To agree with planning and zoning, or I've asked a question.
To go with planning and zoning. I agree with P&Z.
Okay. Also, planning and zoning, I'm going to agree with their thoughts. It does seem like the developer is starting to try to have a good community out there and done a good job at doing that. I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council.
I see you.
The first one is Girl Scouts of the Chesapeake Bay Council for Girl Scout Troop 1482, and Ms. Rebecca Lowe is here to talk about the request.
Good morning. Thank you for allowing us to come and speak. And I'd also like to introduce Phoebe Callard, who is one of our team members and was able to join us today. I sprung her free from Cape and Lopen High School for a little while. So we'll try and be brief because she needs to get back to her studies. I have had the privilege of being a Girl Scout leader for 11 years. And since for the past 5 years, I've had the privilege of being a coach of this Odyssey of the Mind team. They are a subset of girls from my Girl Scout troop.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Mr. President, they need to carry
that. You can please take your conversations outside. We'd appreciate that. They're not hearing it. Thank you.
Thank you. We are coming to you today because for the fourth year in a row, our girls have earned the right to go to the World Finals competition for Odyssey of the Mind. This is a big deal. They have come in first place past 4 years in a row at the Delaware State Tournament. This year, not only did they come in first, but they earned what's called the 350 Club Award, which means they came in first in each of the three parts of the competition, which gave them a perfect score. Out of the 102 teams that competed that day, only two teams earned this award. So they're a pretty special group of girls. It is very expensive for us to get to Iowa. We can't even fly there. We actually have to fly into Minneapolis and rent a van because that's cheaper for us to do. They've upped our tournament fees. They've upped our housing fees. They've upped our food costs. So it's a lot more expensive than it was last year. Last year, you gave us a grant of $500, and we're coming to you to ask you if you would be willing to consider a grant of $1,000 this year. As I said, it's more expensive for us to go. But the other reason is that as a Girl Scout troop, we operate under a lot of fundraising restrictions. A lot of the fundraising opportunities that are available for other Odyssey of the Mind teams are not available to us because of our Girl Scout Council. We're not even allowed to ask our family and friends for donations. We're not allowed to set up online fundraising. We're not allowed to do restaurant nights. We held a bake sale on Sunday to try and raise the over almost $9,000 that we need to make to get to Iowa, a bake sale. I mean, that's a lot of, you know, cookies and cupcakes to bake to raise $9,000. I also want to point out that even though we're Lewis-based, actually two of our girls go to school in District 2. One is at Sussex Tech, and one is at Sussex Academy. And three of our girls work down in District 4 and Rehoboth-based businesses. So just to let you know, we're not strictly...
You said they work down. They don't live down there.
They don't live down there, but they contribute by working in restaurants that serve the... tourists that come that feed our industry.
How many girls are we talking about this time?
There's six girls, and then there's two, one coach and one adult chaperone.
And they're all from Sussex County?
We are all from
Sussex.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as Girl Scouts, we represent all girls across Sussex County.
I'm sorry Mrs. Deaver's not here today.
Yeah, I know.
She would be happy.
She would be very happy.
We should suggest the funding comes from her bucket.
Well, the last grant... The $500 grant did come from her.
Oh, did it? Okay.
And she's okay with the $500. We had discussed this with her right before the meeting.
Okay. And if you have any questions about OM, Phoebe would be glad to speak to the advantages and the wonderful things that have come about from her participating.
Would the balance want to give $100 each?
Well, $125 of the four.
$125 of the four of us would make the $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would move for that.
Said it wasn't $900.
They want $1,000. Mrs. Deaver is going to do $500.
Right.
If the four of us do $125, that gives them $1,000.
Correct.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second,
I'll
Mr.
Second
Arlette. Grant $1,000 to the Girl Scouts Chesapeake Bay Council for Girl Scout Troop 1482 Odyssey of the Mines, being $500 Mrs. Deaver's account and $125 from Mr. Cole, Mr. Arlette, Mr. Wilson, and myself. Questions on that motion?
Will they bring a trophy home? And
you know they will.
Okay.
We
and
tied
come
for
back
ninth
for us.
2 years in a row, and we came in first in the spontaneous portion last year at Worlds. Out of 59 teams, they came in number one in the world.
We come in first every week for spontaneous.
I'm seeing a lot of Odyssey of the Mind stuff going on up here.
We will not take the vote.
There's a lot of creativity going on.
Well, Sam's the most spontaneous.
She's quick.
I'll vote yes.
Darlette.
I will vote yes so long as they agree to come back before us with their first place trophy in the event that happens
and fully be
recognized amongst the media.
So, okay.
Mr. Wilson.
So that means next year you come back $500 more, right?
If they win first prize, they probably will come in.
But we're voting today.
We're voting today. Your motion, your vote, Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried. Thank you.
And thank you so much.
For all you do, and best wishes to you.
Great job.
Thank you so much.
Proud of y'all.
Jennings.
The next one is the Town of Laurel's requesting $1,200 for their 4th of July fireworks display. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Arlett.
So do we want to...
$600 each?
Yeah, move a motion for $600 to come from Mr. Vincent's account and $600 from my account.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,200 to the Town of Laurel for the annual fireworks on 4th of July, being $600 from Mr. Arlett's account, $600 from my account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Be glad to.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next one is True Blue Jazz. They're requesting sponsorship of their 2016 Jazz Series, and Mr. Eddie Sherman is here to speak about this grant.
All right. Did we get a sample?
Oh, the jazz. Oh, I thought we were going to have the function to break down a song or two here, but Sherman's not going to do it. Okay.
That's extra.
Okay. He's just here to make me look good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to hear us. I'm Peggy Raley, Eddie Sherman. We are True Blue Jazz. True Blue Jazz is an independent jazz series that we founded 4 years ago, and we are now a 501c3 nonprofit. Not only are we bringing America's one and only true musical art form to our community, that being jazz, we also have our Youth Jazz Initiative, and we are providing educational programs in the schools with the kids. This year, in our fourth year, we've had the very unique opportunity to host the legendary NEA Jazz Master, Mr. Jimmy Heath, and his big band. This year marks Jimmy Heath's 90th birthday celebration. He kicked off the 90th birthday at the Blue Note in New York, which we were able to attend with his stellar 17-piece big band. He will be coming here to Sussex County, and before he performs with us, they have a gala celebration honoring him at the Kennedy Center and a gala celebration honoring him at Lincoln Center in New York City. Why is this important? It's important because the true resource of America's one and only art form, that being jazz, is being lost, much like our World War II veterans, as the greats are leaving us at a blinding rate. Jimmy Heath is an extraordinary example of music history in the United States of America. He and young John Coltrane were second and third saxophone chairs under Dizzy Gillespie's band when he first started. He has performed with Charlie Parker and just every major legendary performer there is out there. Our performance schedule that we have put together and that we've done in the last 3 years enables us to bring young musicians from the music programs throughout Sussex County to our performances. Near and dearer to my heart personally is that we go one step further than a lot of organizations that simply allow kids to hear performances, and that is we take those artists into the schools to workshop with those kids. And if you could see these kids light up when they get a one-on-one with these legendary jazz performers, it's an extraordinary thing. And once they've had that workshop experience, the other thing that True Blue Jazz does is we provide those young people with performance venues. We host a bandstand concert in Rehoboth where the kids get to come out and perform. We offer them other performance opportunities, so these kids are getting out in front of the public and actually they're being able to show people what they learned. It is conclusively proven that kids involved in music score 22% higher in mathematics and science. They score an average of 19% higher in English. Music and being active in music is one of the only things that uses every single part of your brain. Unfortunately, not every child in this world is an athlete. Some kids need a different way to be reached. I am very proud to say that with work I did with the Scotty Foundation over 15 years ago, one of our kids from that program has come back to Sussex County as a music therapist. And it was directly involved with us putting a trumpet in that child's hands when he was 13 years old. He was raised by a single mom. He was a kid that should have been lost in the cracks. But that was a child music made a difference for. And that's what we're trying to do for kids in Sussex County. And we have the opportunity this year to do some really incredible things with the kids. But based on who we're bringing in and who those people are, it's going to cost us a little bit more. And we certainly hope that you are willing to support us as we expand the minds of the youth of Sussex County. And I thank you, and we remain musically yours. Eddie?
I just want to add that if we don't continue this on, not only does the music fall away and die and go unappreciated, but if we inspire these kids to go on and become jazz musicians, which is our particular focus, but any musicians, if we don't support music and encourage these kids to grow in this art form and on their instrument, then pretty soon we have no musicians out there to play all the fundraisers that go on around the county. And believe me, I'm thinking of changing the Funster's name to 501c3. We play a ton of fundraisers, and we're very happy to do it. And we support everything from election campaigns to, you know, a family who's running short on, you know, medical expenses. Yeah. We're out there hitting it. We get a lot of calls for it. And Peggy and I do as well for our jazz music group. So that's the other side of it. It keeps it going. But this is a great opportunity for these kids to be mentored by professional working musicians as we put them in this workshop environment. And we heavily discount ticketing for any students or music director that wants to bring a group in to see our headliner show and see, real national acts. And this year is just a phenomenal opportunity to bring in Jimmy Heath and his big band.
Well, and actually, Jimmy Heath has a tie to Sussex County. Jimmy Heath has played Rosedale Beach several times, and he played the first time in 1943 when he was 17 years old. So
George was there.
Yeah.
Peeking through the window.
Actually, I will beg one more moment of your time to tell you at 4 o'clock today, we are going to Rehoboth Elementary School at the invitation of Music Director Walt Hetfield to witness a program that he's basically put together by himself. There is not enough time for him to really focus on jazz with the concert band, and as a teacher for almost 30 years of his life, he's been alarmed at how many latchkey kids he's seeing now in elementary school. So this year he put together his own little program for these latchkey elementary school kids, and he has a jazz ensemble that he's doing 2 days a week with them. They get music education, and then he does homework with them. And he has reached out and asked True Blue Jazz if we will support him this year and help him go forward with that program, because it's just not in the school budget. So there's a lot of things we're trying to do, and we hope you'll take that into consideration. Thank you for your time.
Final thing that I want to say, did you touch on the scholarship thing that we're doing?
Oh, good grief, no.
Well, please, because they want to hear you talk rather than me.
With the $1,000 that you so graciously granted us last year, we have a scholarship that is yet to be presented to a Sussex County graduating senior. We have already given one scholarship that we have done in conjunction with the Rehoboth Beach Dewey Beach Chamber of Commerce. We awarded that scholarship to a dynamite little alto sax player who is going to go on into music education herself and come back and teach in the community. So not only are we providing those educational programs, but with your assistance last year and hopefully with your assistance this year, we can go forward and help those kids go on with their education in the arts.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Can I ask her a question?
Yes, sir, Mr. Wilson.
Well, the 19% better than mine. Would you mind elaborating on that a little bit?
Well, I didn't conduct the studies personally, but they have been done in various configurations that in terms of scoring and in testing scores, children that have active music education.
Would you mind sending those people over to see me?
Sure, absolutely. Well, if you come hang out with us, I mean, just listen to some music. I could probably boost your scores there.
We will send him to you. You tell us where you want him, and he's coming.
Well, we're going to Rehoboth Elementary at 4 o'clock today, so if you'd like to join us, Mr. Wilson, I'd love to take you.
Well, I had a daughter that's been to Europe because of singing.
So he
there you go.
She also could play a piano.
Good.
There you go.
And she was church pianist for about 50 years more, and also got a son that's first trumpet, and he travels all the way to Europe. So I should be smart by now, listen to what these guys are saying. So 19%, it's funny that I now finally found out why I knew a lot more than I know.
There you go. Thank all you right. very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your passion for the kids.
Thank you.
Great. Yep. She's like her father, Bob Riley. He had a lot of passion in a lot of things in Sussex County. Anyway, I'm going to make the motion to give $1,000 out of my funding source there. But I'll just add this: this kind of Rehoboth area has become known for the jazz festival. This organization complements that, and it has put the area on the map, basically as a place for jazz. And it's interesting how we heard a little bit about Rosedale Beach. It'd be neat if somebody did a tribute to Rosedale Beach. We had some of the great black performers show up at Rosedale Beach. Red Fox, you name it. Some of the, I think Nat King Cole may have been there as a, all those, Duke.
And what's the name of that hotel?
We have a motion, Mr. Cole.
So I'll make the motion for $1,000 unless Sam wants to give some money from his fund, because he's hoarding some money in his little fund. Would you like to give some money, Sam?
I thought you were talking about Rosedale Hotel.
I was.
That you went.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arletta. $1,000, right. Mr. Cole's account to True Blue Jazz for concert expenses and operating expenses. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes,
Mr. Arletta.
I will, one quick comment on it, because you did make a comment. It is kind of losing. I don't know, its value in our society today. So I would charge you both to go out to your counterparts and come up with a Sussex County song. I don't think we have a flag. I don't think we have a song. So attempt to put together some thoughts and put together a Sussex County song. How about that? So on that note, I will vote yes.
Well, I have to know what Sussex County song is, because Arlette's on not has been here long enough to even.
Well, hum a few bars.
Mr. Wright, you're losing yes.
It is a yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll give you yes.
I'm going to vote yes. Next.
Friends of the Bridgeville Library is requesting $750 for their summer reading and teens program. Yes. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
Take that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, the grant $750 to the Friends of Bridgeville Library for program expenses from my council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious, motion carried. Next.
Lower Sussex Little League is requesting $5,000 for registration fees that cover the operational expenses of their Little League. The donation would go towards the registration fees for students who could not afford to pay. Last grant received was $2,500, which was $1,250 from Mr. Arlett and $1,250 from Mr. Cole.
Would you like to up that to $3,000? $1,500 each, or do you think?
Yeah, I think we can do that. I would if you want to make the motion.
There is a lot of need for some of these.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Yes. Second, Mr. Arlett. To grant $3,000 to lower such Little League operating expenses and registration fees, being $1,500 from Mr. Cole's account and $1,500 Mr. Arlett's account.
That would be fine.
Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be motion carried. Next.
Hey, Friends of Georgetown Library is requesting $300 for their annual 5K race walk. 100% of the funds go towards the operational cost of the Georgetown Library. Last grant received was $250 from Mr. Wilson.
We'll meet their
$300.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second,
Mr. Cole, to grant $300 to the Friends of Georgetown Public Library for the annual 5K race walk fundraiser for Mr. Wilson's Council Mag account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious, motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinance introduction.
Yes, we have several, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5052 acres, more or less, and it's in Mr. Cole's district.
No, introduce it. Cole introduced it.
The next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a convenience store with gas dispensers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 2.8573 acres, more or less. That's in Ms. Deaver's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduced it.
The next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a computer repair business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.236 acres, more or less, and that's in Mr. Cole's district.
Yes, I'll introduce it.
Cole will introduce it.
The next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 general commercial district for a public utility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 20.48 acres, more or less, Mr. Wilson's district.
I'll introduce it.
We'll introduce it.
The next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.689 acre, more or less, and that's in Mr. Cole's district. The next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 11.66 acres, more or less, and that's in Ms. Deaver's district.
I'll introduce it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Hearing none, entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending litigation, land acquisition.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second,
Mr. Arlett. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We're now in executive session, I assume, downstairs, Mr. Lawson.
Please.